Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Real Moms of Bravo.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this. We basically started having our own podcast episode off the records. So we were like, let's hit record and get going on this. Let's dive in to Summer House. And we will be also referencing and discussing Sierra's Watch What Happens Live appearance. But first, we have Danielle and Gabby back. You and I were saying, like, we need more Gabby. I don't get why. I feel like just Gabby's like almost been like friend of this season.
I agree with you on that. I've been watching a lot of the after show, which I highly recommend. I don't watch it as much with VPR, but I just like the interviews and some of the anecdotes that we've received from Summer House, and Gabby's spot on, hilarious, funny. I just would love to see more from her. I think aside from her and Danielle, which we get in this episode, fighting over Balloon Guy, I just think there's a little bit more to her there. And I just would like to see her, a bit more of her. I just think she seems like fun. I enjoyed like Wes trying to be her wingman. Like, I just think Gabby, there's a lot there that I feel like we've barely scratched the surface with her.
Yeah, like when she was saying, I felt like it was a little shady. I didn't like love the comment of like, we're not going to have Danielle and I fighting over a man who blows up balloons. To me, it kind of like felt like she thought she was better than a guy. Like, I get she was trying to make it like light and silly. Like, we're not going to fight over a balloon guy. But when she said like, I've done that before and I like can't do it again, I'm like, oh, I think there's still like a lot of hurt and trauma and maybe a sense of like, my ex cheated on me with Danielle. Like, I feel inferior. Like, there's some stuff there. And not saying like, you know, they need to like go into like this deep, like sobbing, crying therapy session. But like, I feel like, yeah, like if she could kind of like have an opportunity to share all of that, I feel like she hasn't been given the opportunity because we see her like so little of her and in such snippets. It's like, we don't know all the layers there. And I want to get to know Gabby better.
Same. I want to get to know her. We continue the West and Sierra love story. We get a little scene of them playing the 1-2-3 game, which I was very amused by.
It was cute. They couldn't get anything right, which made me laugh. They both would like change it to what the other person said prior, which I thought was really sweet. They're just watching them together. It's so adorable. To me, it screams kind of like this like high school innocent love of like just being like flirty and cute and knowing you like one another, but not sure if you want to really admit how much you like one another, but your friends all know you like each other. Like, it's just, it's, I don't know. It's really endearing. I think it's a side of Sierra. We keep saying like, we haven't seen her be like light and silly and fun. Even when they went out to that like bar club and Amanda and Paige were talking and she's like, I can hear you guys. Like, I know you're talking about me. I don't know. Just fun seeing her.
Yes. I think she has such a wall up.
Yeah.
I think she, you know, was jaded by reality TV in Austin that her walls are up. And I feel like the side that we're seeing is a side that Amanda and Paige see all the time. So I'm glad that we're getting more of that. But, you know, at the club, we have on one hand, we have Amanda showing her tit, which I loved personally.
So did Kyle. I think he was like, it was cute. I think he was like, she turned up for me. That was really sweet. Like, his love language is someone just raging with him at a bar.
And yes, that's what she did. I just, you know, I loved it. My friends do that shit all the time. So I was here for it. But one thing I was not quite here for. So we have Paige, Kyle, and Danielle together.
So Kyle's saying, you know, hey, I was like, well, I think someone came up about like, seems like you and Amanda are maybe in a little bit of a better place. And then he said that he and Craig were talking and, you know, Craig expressed that he does have like a little bit of uncertainty. Like, Kyle said, can you picture, you know, a world in which you and Paige break up? And he's like, well, yeah, I can. And I feel like it was a little bit of like a projecting or maybe like a sense of like Danielle regrets not, you know, giving Robert more or something. It felt like it was coming. It doesn't necessarily wasn't coming from a place of jealousy. But she said to Paige, Danielle's like, can I be honest and real with you? I think you give him nothing and he does so much for you. I felt like that was a little bit unfair and a little out of line to say to someone, especially since Paige and Danielle really didn't become friends until last season. So it's
and it's not like she's in the ins and out of their relationship. I feel like this whole Paige and Craig and are they going to, will they, won't they marry? I'm like, guys, I think they're doing just fine. I think they're both very secure in their relationship. And I think Paige's lack of response to Danielle goes to show how secure she is. She mentioned in the after show, even, she's like, if I had heard that from Amanda or Sierra, I would have given it some thought. But she's like, I just kind of let it meddle in my brain a little bit and like moved on. Like, Paige is very self-aware in that sense. She's not going to get all of a sudden activated and like go off. She's very secure in her relationship. And I do think Danielle, and she mentioned this when she saw the mid-season trailer, that she put her foot in her mouth a few times. And I feel like what she was trying to say obviously didn't come out the right way. I think it's more or less, I feel like what she should have said, it's like, listen, I'm rooting for you guys. Like, at what point do you guys think you're going to live together? Like, it seems like he's willing to do this. What are your, like, I think that's what she was trying to get at, but it came out a little too blunt.
And I will say, I mean, Paige is someone I would tread lightly with because she doesn't like necessarily hit below the belt, but when she wants to throw a dagger, she can really throw it. And I think the reason why it usually burns is because she hits a nerve, and she's usually there's a lot of truth to what she's saying. And she then kind of fired back later in the episode talking with Amanda, saying like, it really bothered her. She said that, and she's like, I'm starting to really understand why Lindsay was getting pissed at Danielle last year, like kind of butting into relationships where she really shouldn't. And was kind of like, I have a boyfriend and a job. You don't have either, which, I mean, that's quite a burn. I think it's a little unfair because we know that she's building this app. And she did have an incredible career working in like financial tech. But technically, I guess you could say like she doesn't have a job right now and she doesn't have a boyfriend. And it's like, what a burn.
It was a major burn. I was just like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, Danielle's a friend of the show. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like,
I know a part of me wanted to like defend her, but I was also like, I guess at the end of the day, that is an accurate statement. But Danielle, I think it's hard too, because like we've hung out with Danielle. We spent an entire day with her in New York, and like she was just like so kind. But she's just so real and like fun to hang out with, and I really enjoy like her as a person. So it's hard watching those moments when you know, like, no, like she's better than this.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's like, exactly.
It makes it tough, but something that I could enjoy and watch nonstop. So they get home from the club, everyone's hammered, and Gabby falls not only once, but twice. Her tumble on the couch was amazing. And I feel like you and I would both be Paige in the sense of not saying, are you okay? And
just, I would take a picture.
Laugh.
Yeah. I do, like, I feel like it's my reaction with a lot of things. And sometimes, like, oh, shoot, I should check to see if people are okay first. But I think in that moment when you're drinking, like, you know that that person's probably fine. I had a moment like that one time. It was, like, summer in between freshman and sophomore year. And I remember, like, we were at, like, someone's, like, out, you know, backyard having a party or something. And, like, I felt like I kept falling. Then you get in your head and it's like you almost like forget how to walk and you're like, which way do I move my knees and how do I move my body? And then it's like, but she was like a little ragdoll just falling all around that house.
Oh, she was
so funny.
I would have wanted the next day, like the debrief the day after, like, how many bruises do you have on your body? Like, are you okay? Because you fell on your ass twice.
I mean, that's for her the beauty of being young. If I did that now at 38, my neck, my back, like, I would be like, I would be in so much pain the next day from falling that many times. But she's young. She recovered. She bounced back. Let's talk a little bit about the whole Sierra West having, when are they going to have sex type of thing. So I will say, when I saw the clip as a preview, I was a little worried that our sweet little West was going to come across as kind of like a only in it for one thing kind of guy. And I think it was more, he's just trying to, in a way, be patient. But I also think there's a sense of like, is she not sleeping with me because I'm a loser or she's embarrassed by me? I think for him, it was a lot of like lack of self-confidence because he didn't have a job. Like, I mean, he said it in his interview. It was kind of, I think that's more the driving force behind it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, he is a man.
Right.
He is used to, in other encounters with women, hooking up much sooner. I asked Kyle, I literally told, he didn't even watch the episode. I was like, okay, You and I spent 6 weekends together in the summer, and we'd gone on 2 dates, but we haven't had sex. Would you be like, what would you think? He's like, oh, like he was like appalled, like at the idea of it. And, you know, I did a survey on our unscientific survey on Real Moms. Most people said 2 to 3 days. That being said, so I get, of course, like the girls were saying, why wouldn't you want to sleep with Sierra? Like, she's so hot. Like,
I mean, yeah,
couldn't you? He's probably gotten blue balls so many times. Like, how could you not? However, I do feel, you know, it is Sierra's body. It's her choice when the time is right. And I get that she feels that an emotional connection and vulnerability means it's deeper to her than being vulnerable in a sexual sense.
Yeah.
And I tend to be more like that. I aspire to be slutty and thinking I could do that. But I do feel like there's something about connecting emotionally a bit. Really trusting someone before you give all yourself to them.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's like, that's the self-awareness you get like in your 30s, and you know, like, okay, well, when I do sleep with someone, I'm then in deep and I'm emotionally like into it. And it then for me, if it weren't to work out, it hits deeper and cuts deeper. And I think she's probably still very burned by the whole Austin situation, how that all, you know, worked out. So I kind of get her being cautious about it. You know, and again, I mean, Wes is a 28-year-old guy and Sierra's smoking hot. I mean, who wouldn't want to sleep with her? So, it, you know, it's like, I get it. I did like, couldn't help but laugh that like, he's having this like somewhat serious conversation and asking the girls, you know, like, how long do you wait and all this stuff? Like, I think trying to get their insight, like, is it because of me? Am I doing something wrong? Is she, you know, is it like, is this just what she does? But he was wearing like a crocheted grandma knitted hat. Like, it just like, I was like, it always cracks me up when there's like these moments like of seriousness or like a deeper topic and they're in like costume or last time Carl's, you know, just spilling his soul about he and Lindsay, and West has these like children's goggles on his forehead. I just feel like he always has these wild like props on.
This man is not afraid of fashion. I mean, he's got that crochet hat, the star pants. Like, he's not afraid of a bold pattern.
Not at all. I mean, you and I, you know, obviously born and raised in Missouri, he has more Missouri gear than anyone I know.
I would agree with that. I co-sign that.
I mean, I have some stuff, obviously. But
yeah,
like,
I mean, I have a ton of like Chief stuff, Royals, like, you know, just Mizzou, just things that have tied to me. And I know same for you. But no, every episode he's rocking something. So
I love it.
Our Missouri rep continues to rep us well.
Okay, before we dive into the Lindsay and Carl of it all and then take a deep dive into Sierra's Watch What Happens Live appearance, we are going to take a quick little ad break. And I would like to talk to you guys about Wild Grain. I think for any of us, I feel like once you just hit your mid-30s, whether you're married, have kids or not, life is just busy. You've got a lot going on. It seems like every week and weekend is filled. And then inevitably, someone's supposed to be hosting and they're sick or their kid gets sick and it's got to pivot to someone's house. And all of a sudden, you're now hosting everybody. This is why I love Wild Grain so much. It's so easy to just keep the things on hand, from breads to pastas, you know, pastries. It's meant to be baked from frozen, which is amazing. There's nothing worse than having something in your freezer that you are supposed to thaw overnight or for 6 to 8 hours. Ain't nobody got time for that. No thawing required. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. This came in so handy for me over the holidays, having bread on hand. All of a sudden, you know, we're going to be hosting everyone for pasta and lasagna. And, you know, you don't have like bread with it, or you're trying to think of like a quick, easy app. And just having that on hand is so easy. And their pastries are amazing. My kids are huge fans of the waffles. Bonus, it has baked in syrup. So you're not getting the syrup everywhere and the sticky hands. It tastes amazing. A huge fan of Wild Grain. I've really been enjoying having it available in my freezer for me and incorporating it into my weekly meals. And you can get, for a limited time, $30 off your first box plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/realmarms to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/realmoms. That's wildgrain.com/realmoms or use promo code realmoms at checkout.
When it comes to makeup, I like to keep it very simple and fresh, especially when I'm trying to rush out the door after getting the kids ready to go in the morning, and especially for days when I'm going into the office. Thrive Cosmetics makes it so much easier for me. They have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy at any skill level to apply. I'm a big fan of a couple of their different products. I love the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. A lot of people, I always get compliments. I don't have the longest lashes as is, but somehow this miracle product extends my lashes. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. It's super easy to remove, slides right off with warm water, and doesn't leave smudges, has nourishing ingredients to support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. They have so much good stuff, guys. You'll also want to check out their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner and the Brilliant Eye Brightener as well. So luckily for you, we've got a special and a deal for you to try Thrive Cosmetics. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/realmoms. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/realmoms for 10% off your first order.
So one thing that was a bit of a surprise in this episode, we didn't have Carl have to miss a Friday, and Lindsay and Carl did not argue on a Friday. I think it was nice to see, even though we know how this all ends up, it's kind of nice to like see that they can have moments where they get along. But then at the Out of This World party, which I do have to give a shout out to Sierra, she really commits and kills it on the costumes.
I'm really into this alien theme party. Our friend Jackie loves aliens, and I'm kind of trying to see how I can get this into her 40th birthday party somehow, because she just loves that. So this theme really inspired me, but Sierra commits. She was rocking that mask. She was feeling the part when they got abducted. Like, it was just very funny, all of it. We have a Conehead. We have Paige and Amanda. I could not take seriously with
those eyes,
especially when they're talking and having a serious conversation. I was trying not to laugh. It was very creepy. It's not for them. Lindsay, I was confused on her outfit, to be honest. I was like, this feels like 70s to me.
It gave me, there was like this Disney show about a girl that like was in the future in space. I forgot what the name of the show was. It was way back in the day, but it was giving me those vibes. It didn't give me alien. It gave me more like in the future living, like, I don't know, just kind of, I don't know, gave me like Star Wars vibes.
I did love that we had a cone head, and that felt very appropriate for our elder summer house. Yeah,
the elder millennial in the group. Although someone said technically Kyle might not be a millennial.
I can't with numbers. The Gen X guy. Who knows? But whatever. We'll take him.
We'll take him. He probably wants to be considered a millennial. One of the few people who does. So anyway, they kill it on the costumes, but then Lindsay and Carl kind of regroup, and she's asking him, you know, like, what did you hear? Catch me up on everything. And then they just start talking about the two of them. And she shares that for her, it's a big turn on when she's like, it's like a big turn on for me when my man is just lighting the world on fire and has so much going for him. And I didn't know if Carl was being serious or not when he said, do you think I'm like, you know, killing it or something? And she's kind of like, no, I mean, you don't have a job. You don't know what you're doing. I thought it was interesting too. I feel like he was kind of trying to like almost create or build up this story of like, oh, Lindsay won't support me going to Loverboy if I do that, is maybe like a something in his back pocket to keep as an excuse for maybe not going all into it. But she said, I mean, you need to find something, whether it's going back to Loverboy and working on the non-alcoholic part, like you need something.
This is just interesting. Where I wish they would have broke the fourth wall a bit more, because real talk, she's like, we don't know how long we're doing this reality show. This paycheck is not going to continue, and we both need something. Lindsay being influencer, and you know, we see her with her hub house now. She has a rental property. She's trying to find other ways to get revenue have a revenue stream. I did think it's a bit unfair. This is very, I guess, stereotypical gender norms of her being like, well, what if I want to stay home with the kids? And like, what are you going to... I didn't really love that part of that conversation because a part of me is like, okay, well, I feel like before any... You can't... To have that type of decision on whether someone's staying home, man or woman, you would want to make sure you're financially stable, period, as a couple. Like,
yeah, not just...
Just well, put it all on one person and be like, you need to figure it out now.
Lindsay also kind of positioned herself as this, like, I gotta always be this badass independent woman. I want to, like, you know, she had her own PR firm. She went, you know, like, she kind of seems like a person who always needs things on her own and gets fulfillment out of that, where I feel like, and not saying one person's right or wrong or more motivated or anything like that, I do feel like Amanda is a person who maybe has always thought, like, I see myself more as a being like a full-time mom and a stay-at-home mom. So like, it just, like, and she even said to Kyle, like, I'm going to be the one at home with the kids all day. And he didn't like seem taken aback by that. Like, seems like they've had these conversations. Lindsay's kind of always made it seem like she wants to be a working mom. So I was a little like almost taken aback by like, and it's okay to change, but exactly. Like, where did this come from? This is a, this seems like a, like, I don't know. I was kind of like, this just feels like a way to kind of put Carl down. Like, you're not gonna be able to provide for our family and I'm not gonna be able to stay at home with the kids versus like a, as I get older, I've realized I really want to be there with the kids all the time.
I will say, so on the after show, they go on to this a bit deeper and it was actually really interesting. So Lindsay said he quit lover boy, like November of, I would imagine, 22. Wait, I'm trying to think.
21, probably.
21, 22. Anyways, he quit Loverboy and then he ended up getting a business coach for 6 months and paid $20,000 for it. Hey, for this geez. Business coach. And she, her expectations were like, okay, like, now what? Like, what are you doing? You've got this business coach, you're doing this. Like, and to Carl, he's like, yes, like, this guy is doing what I would want to do. He is also sober. He's a motivational speaker. He has a podcast. Like, I could see myself writing a book and all these different things. But he's like, I, you know, I'm not going to just, he was very much like, I'm not going to, Lindsay seems like she wants me to come home and be like, hey, babe, I got $150,000 coming next week and this much coming this week and blah, blah, blah. His process is not like that. He was definitely taking his time. That being said, if I were in that position in a relationship with a man who's slow to move like Carl, I would be pissed and we wouldn't make it down the aisle without any sort of financial security in that sense. That's a no for me. Yeah, so I get it.
I wonder, like, did like a conversation of a prenup come up before camera? Like, we haven't seen it really be brought up, but it does almost seem as if like that would have been a smart conversation to have. And I know for some people it's kind of like an uncomfortable thing to bring up, but I feel like in the reality TV world, it's not, you know, I think Amanda and Kyle had talked about possibly doing one. So
who do you side with in this? Like, are you more Lindsay's side or Carl's side or what are you
with the job situation? Yes. I'm more on Lindsay's side. I think it's gone long enough that he hasn't found something else. And I think anything where he has that's become an additional like stream of income for him has been he and Lindsay together. Like, they've done some like promo things, not as much even
obviously now.
Yeah. No, but even leading it like before the breakup, like I feel like we didn't see as much of them doing that stuff last summer or like the summer when they're filming this as we did the summer they got engaged. But yeah, I mean, I'm with Lindsay. I also agree with Tyler Cameron on Watch What Happens Live when he goes, he's at an age where a job is appropriate. Like, it just kind of made me laugh.
That was like such like shade that he didn't even know he was giving. It's like, it's appropriate for him to have like a secure job. Like, it's one thing to like find yourself and bullshit. But I'm sorry, Carl. Like, I feel like you've had some time. And I also low key, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Awesome that he has Loverboy to fall back on. But that also feels like,
it's Kyle's company that he's
You know what I mean? You know, it's not more like a clutch. It's not like something he found on his own. Like, it it did work out. They're doing NA. Like, it makes sense. But I don't know. What would he have if he didn't have that, I guess, which is nothing.
I think that was kind of like Lindsay's, like, she didn't care if he went back to Loverboy, it seemed like, because it was something for him. But like, create something on your own. You have this opportunity, this platform, this following. Like, I do think, I mean, Carl has since written a book, but I think if Carl really put in the time and effort, like, he could be a great motivational speaker. He's overcome, you know, addiction. He has lost a brother. You know, I think he has a very powerful story that could be great, you know, from either being at, like, you know, we were just with Craig at a home show in Overland Park. Like, I could see something like that, or even in like a corporate setting, just talking about like challenges and overcoming them. It's very applicable, but he hasn't dove into
applied
that.
It's like very much he's all the ideas, but isn't actually applying.
It's kind of like a Dr. Wendy. It's like, well, now I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that. It's like he's got all these ideas, but it's like, all right, well, commit to one, get one off the ground and going, and then let's start on the other instead of having five simultaneous maybes at the same
point. One thing, though, I know you and I will definitely agree on. It's wild that they even thought about actually getting married, considering the conversations had across the board, from his sobriety to all this. Like, I'm just kind of like, no.
I know. I feel like, were they like trying to avoid it because of, I don't know. Like, there's just so many things where I'm like, you guys really weren't thinking about a wedding, not a marriage. You know, there really wasn't a lot of talk about, I feel like, discussing topics and things that they need to know for the future, which
it was giving Jax and Brittany, we are a brand and let's see how much we can profit as a couple and a brand versus actually liking each other and figuring out some stuff. So anyways.
All right, let's talk about the Watch What Happens Live appearance. First of all, Sierra looked amazing. I thought, like,
bananas, that girl, if I look like that, I would
be naked. Practically naked. I would,
Yeah, naked a lot.
I mean, it's not all about the way we look, but she's truly flawless physically. Like, I'm just like, it's like staring at like a real life Barbie doll.
I also love that Paige acknowledges that about her and their friendship. She's like, you're the prettiest person I know. And I just, I don't know. I find it endearing when friends like,
I think I'd be
she's
like,
not like intimidated by her looks. Like, she's just very much, you're very pretty.
She's just like, hey, like, you know, calling a spade, you're a lot hotter than I even could ever try to be. And Paige is a gorgeous person, but like, let's not kid ourselves. Like, Sierra is on just a different level. And I appreciate that acknowledgement, because it doesn't come from a place of like, I'm so ugly. No one wants to be, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm confident in who I am, but I'm confident enough to know you're hotter than I am.
Yes.
And it's the truth. Like, I mean, it's insane. So she looks amazing. She's there with the Bachelors, Tyler Cameron. I felt like Andy wanted to give her kind of an opportunity to almost be like teasing of like, well, you'll have to wait and see what happens with me and West. Based off of that, I was like, oh, you two are not together. Like, you struggle to find a nice thing to say about him.
You know, obviously you guys know what we're rooting for them. I feel like Sierra can't, it's like really hard for her to like do fake or anything like that. And I don't know, she was more excited about his parents than him. She was just glowing reviews you know, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, and just how amazing they are versus him. So I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. It's very confusing to me, but I think Tyler was like very much like, well, it doesn't look like it's going that good.
Yeah, I know. He's like, well, it doesn't seem like that many great things to say. I thought, so originally he was saying something like, you know, what are you looking for? He's like, or what makes you a good boyfriend or something? And he's like, I'm a good texter. I feel like oh, maybe he's trying to flirt with her. And then like, as the episode went on, I'm like, oh no, she's really flirting with him.
Yeah.
I thought
she was very flirty. And also, side note, guys, Tyler Cameron has a girlfriend. You could look it up. It's his former assistant. They've been together.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I feel like he's being vague in all these interviews because he's on like a press junket right now to protect her. So I like get like, he's like, the more I act like I'm single, the less they're going to ask eventually about this private person. So he's trying to be protective of her in that sense, but he's by no means a single man. Like, Andy up front was like, oh, you're taken. and kind of put him on the spot. And he was very like vague. So
yeah,
unfortunately there's no Sierra Tyler happening, but it's, I don't know what Sierra, I'm very curious. And actually I would like your prediction. What, when it comes to the reunion, because clearly we're waiting for this giant reveal of are they, aren't they? What do you think they're going to say at the reunion of in terms of their relationship?
So I think it's kind of hard because I feel like West, and I do admit we obviously have a little bit of a bias. It's no secret. We love West. He's just become our little brother. But I feel like when West was on Watch What Happens Live, he was very complimentary and just kind of saying like, oh, you're going to have to wait and see. My family loved her. She loves animals. It was great to bring her out to the farm. And she was very nice about that visit as well. But yeah, when she like couldn't think of anything nice to say and he was like, do you have anything? She's like, well, I mean, he can sometimes be like creative or something. I was like,
it was like detail oriented.
Yeah. Like sometimes he can get the details right. But it was like it was a very like backhanded compliment where I felt like he was a little bit more complimentary of her. I wonder, I mean, Sierra's smart. She wants to remain on the show. I mean, at the end of the day, the show is a job for people. I know they're sharing their lives and not that it's scripted, but it is produced. And there is this thought of like, I need a storyline. I need these things. I could see her seeing with like the reaction of the fans and the way, you know, people really seem to like both of them and everyone's cheering for it. I could see her going into this reunion being more of like, I wanted you to be the man, for lack of a better word, and say like, I want to date you, only you, like, let's do this. And you didn't. And I'm not going to be that like girl that someone is dating in rotation, you know? And I think like, I hope that's how she approaches it versus like, I don't know, it just seemed like she was kind of like cold and like over him on Watch What Happens Live. So I think she's smart enough to go into it being a little bit more strategic with it. I also don't know if I think they're actually 100% done.
Same. That's what I mean. Like it's giving like hearing like, Abby and I have like had side conversations about this. And to me, I'm like, thank God I'm not in this digging, this bullshit of whatever the fuck is happening with these two, because I'm exhausted. I feel like there's definitely feelings there. I could see them being like, we dated each other and I think we want to try again. Or like,
yeah,
I don't feel like it's an official door close. I think it's clearly obvious to the audience and Instagram and social media that they're not like hanging out together. We're not getting like a Corey, Sam, I mean, a completely different relationship, but it's at this point in the game, like if they were, they're not
actively together right now.
Correct. Yeah. So I don't know what to think. Who knows what the future holds, but makes for an interesting.
I mean, I think it'd be so hard to think you're over someone and then you watch back like the early parts of the relationship and see them being so cute and charming and endearing. And then you hear the way they're like talking about you in such a positive way to other people, for both of them. I mean, I'm sure for West, watching back the previous episode and her being like, damn it, I don't want to admit this, but I really miss that man. Like, I think like that has to make you feel good. I would think I wonder if that is like also going to like possibly keep the door open for this relationship. I'm really curious to see what happens for this upcoming season.
Do you feel like you like them together? Like, would you like to see that, or what's your vibe on that?
So I love them together. I don't think they're endgame. I don't think they're getting married. I think if that were to happen, Wes needs to be a little bit older. I mean, he's 28, you know, and he's just on reality TV. He's living in New York. Like, you know, he's a guy. So I feel as if he maybe needs a little bit more time. Not that he's immature by any means, but he's 28. She's what, 31? They're not that. I mean, they're the same.
She's younger. Oh, he's 29 and he's 28.
Oh, wait. She's 29. He's 28?
No, she's 28 and he's 29.
Okay. She's just, but they've said this in previous like seasons. She just seems a lot, I think, I guess more mature. I mean, there's a reason why she said she never dates guys younger than 35. So I feel like he has a little bit of growing up to do. But I don't think she's going to wait around for him. So I don't know. It's hard. My prediction is, I think they are kind of like a, are we, aren't we again this upcoming season. I could see them you and I had talked about this, having a like a drunken actual like hookup where like they're kind of off right now. We know that. I think they're both coming back. I mean, Bravo's not stupid. And I could just see them getting drunk, talking about it. And then like basically both of them be like, I have really strong feelings for you. They hook up that night. I think things then get a little bit messy after that. And ultimately, I don't think they end up together.
Mm. Well, I'm going to be the romanticist since I'm in my reading journey and reading rom-coms. I'm thinking short term right now. I'm not thinking marriage, but I do think they're going to find each other again. Like I do. I don't know. I just feel like there's.
It's not over.
Something about Wes. I don't know. I don't think it's over. I feel like.
What happens if Bravo brings in a very attractive single female who is a little bit more aggressive and makes it known she wants Wes?
I think Sierra will ice him out and isn't here for that bullshit. We saw a little bit with Lindsay and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that she's not here for that.
Yeah. I think she doesn't put up with it. I'm curious how Wes will respond to that.
I think Wes is probably living his best life.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Is going to go where the wind takes him.
Like whatever gives him that best life vibe, he's going that direction.
He's going that direction. But, you know, I don't know. My Delulu ass is always rooting for love. And I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious what Mrs. Wilson thinks.
Wow. I mean.
I would love her take, honestly.
I was like. Laughing with someone, I was like, it's not that far away. It's like an hour and a half drive. I'm like, I should just switch to her as my OBGYN. And then in the appointment, what do you think of your son? And I wonder what she does, like if there are patients that ever ask her.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Or there will be. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't know. Well, if you live in Columbia, Missouri, you know, and need a new OBGYN, maybe check her out and let us know. And while you're, you know, searching Wes's mom to be your gynecologist, maybe mosey on over to the podcast app. And if you haven't done so already, hit subscribe, 5 stars. And if you've got like 30 to 45 seconds, leave us a written review. It really means a lot to us. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are headed to Charleston, so follow along this weekend with us on Instagram at Real Moms of Bravo. Who knows? Maybe we'll run into Craig and he and I will reignite our Bravo love affair. But as you know, make it a great day or don't. The choice is yours.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.